year? What changes for you? How different is it for you?
I mean, nothing's changed as far as me, you know, just being a player. I mean, coach got me doing a whole lot of different things. And, I mean, they just expect, you know, me just to, going out, you know, every day and taking the coaching.
How did you prepare for what to expect in this this first mini camp?
Just training, doing the off season training, running, lifting weights, you know, doing football type drills.
Were you looking to bulk up or looking to shed weight? Were you looking to get your body in a certain condition?
I mean, just being in shape, you know, that's the best shape that I can be, as far as, you know, running and, you know, conditioning, you know, 3 days a week and lifting, you know, 4 days a week was really the most important thing.
Do you see this almost as being a spot where you could thrive even more, that maybe it's designed more for your skills playing in the, you know, a defensive end in sort of like a 3-4 where you maybe have a little more space to work?
I mean, right now, I don't know where I play. You know, coaches, like I said, have been doing a whole lot of different things.
In the draft last year, how many teams were looking at you as a 3-4 guy and teams that were looking as a 4-3 guy?
I wouldn't know. I mean, right now, I wouldn't know. I don't know if I'll, you know, be the same position I played last year. I mean, just don't know. There's so many different things that we're doing right now.
But you spoke to teams last year about the 3-4, correct?
I did.
You've had three defensive line coaches here. It's only your second season. What's Coach Az like, and how does he compare to the styles of the guys last year?
I mean, Coach Az, I mean, he real laid back. He coach you hard, you know, doing individuals, and he coach you, and he teach when you in the film room watching film. I mean, he really laid back. He get his point across is the main thing. He get his point across and just come out and show, you know, what he showed you in the film room, what, you know, put it on tape.
Fletcher, how much did you grow as a person last year, dealing with a lot of off-the-field stuff as well as getting adjusted to being in a city and being away from home?
Oh, man, it helped me a whole lot. I tell you what, just part of maturing and growing up. You know, just being so far away from home, thousands of miles away from being from home. And, you know, going through what I went through last year, you know, with two coaches, position coaches, you know, defensive coordinator, and now I got a new coach and a new position coach. You know, it's just part of growing up and, you know, just being able to take what's coming.
Did you spend any of the off season looking at film from last year? What was that review kind of like for you? How do you think you played as a rookie?
I think I played pretty good. You know, I know I got a long way to go in this to, you know, to be a great player in this league. I know I got a long way to go. Just going back, looking at the guys that's great in this league, you know, and going back and, you know, evaluate myself, you know, I know I got a long way to go.
You come in this locker room. What's it like with no Mike Patterson, no Colin Jenkins, some of the stalwarts, the leaders that have been in this locker room for a while?
I mean, it's different. You know, the first day I came back, you know, no Cullen, you know, no Darryl Tapp, no Mike, no Mike P. I mean, none of those guys. So, you know, it felt kind of weird, but, you know, you got to understand that this is a business, and, you know, and things happen.
So you were saying, I just said before, I don't know if I heard you don't know where you're going to be yet, outside or inside?
I mean, coaches got me doing so much, so, you know, all guys doing so many different things that, you know, he talked about nothing's, you know, no, it's written down right now. So I don't know, where would I play?
Where were you getting most of your reps today?
All over the place.
Just the minicamp as a whole, I mean, talk about the differences. What do you like? What's different? How is Chip Kelly's system kind of different for everybody?
I mean, it's real different. It reminds me of this, what, a year ago when I was in college, you know, the practice-wise, how fast everything goes, you know, the tempo of practice. I mean, just having fun out here and just enjoying it, a whole lot of energy.
Chip Kelly's playing music during practice. Can you give us a sample of the playlist of some of the songs that you have out here?
Well, really, to be honest, I can't hear it. I can hear it, but, you know, I really can't hear it. You know, it's all just fun energy music. I mean, just to get everybody going.
What are some of the other differences, you know, like the nutrition and the sleep and all those things? You know, what have those changes been like?
It's real changes. You know, all the different things that he's done with, you know, the nutrition and the sleeping thing. You know, you really look back, you know, and be like, well, you know, I really need this rest. And, you know, he bring people in to talk to us about that.
Did you stay around here in the off season this year, or did you?
Actually, I didn't. I was back home in Mississippi.
Have you played before D-end at any other times in your career?
I mean, like I said earlier, I don't know where I'd play. I mean, I played outside in college. I played inside in college, you know. Don't know if I played outside or inside.
What was this time like for you where a year ago you were getting ready for the NFL draft, knowing you were going to be a first-round selection, to now you're one of the centerpieces on the defensive line for this team.
Just going back to last year, you know, I was just still preparing for everything. You know, the draft, didn't know I was going to end up at, you know, kind of felt like I was being at a, you know, a team like here last year or, you know, anywhere, you know, just go out and just, you know, just showcase my athleticism.
Chip asked you about Darius Slay or Jonathan Banks here.
I mean, they always, you know, a lot of guys around the building, you know, ask me about, you know, what about those two corners?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I say all great things about them. I mean, they're great players and they're going to be good in this league one day.